She stayed the whole week, so I feel pretty comfortable, and it's just something I can learn from.
Did you notice the urine thing? Was that the first thing that jumped out to you? Is that how you knew?
Well, and the first thing that I knew was my soreness, of course, and then the dark urine. It went from a like a real dark brown to a dark orange. So that was the first red flag.
But you have a brother on Twitter who was very, very angry with Iowa. Was the family just being protective? I mean, scared, nervous about what's going on with your brother?
Well, that was before my brother had a chance to talk to me. Oh. He was hearing all this information from the news, talking from a mom, and when I was in the hospital, so many people were calling me, I just turned my phone off. So I never got a chance to call him and explain exactly what was going on. So after I called him, he calmed down, and he fully understood what the situation was.
He played at Kansas State, right?
Yeah, he played at Kansas State.
When you were in the hospital, did you ever have any second thoughts about coming back? Because you had made that decision right before everything occurred.
Mm-hmm. What's your question again?
Did you ever have second thoughts about coming back here for your senior year as you were kind of going through everything in the hospital?
Not at all. Once I came back, that was final. Once I came back, I knew it is my choice as a man to come back and lead this team. Same as coming to Iowa. Everyone thought, well, are you gonna leave Iowa, go to Nebraska? You know, once I made my choice, I'm going to stick with it as a man and follow through with it.
What went into your thoughts about coming back?
Basically, I have a chance to come back and be a senior. I have a chance to have my number one goal and win a national championship and lead my team to that ultimate goal. And basically, all of the pros outweigh the cons, and I feel comfortable coming back. That was my best choice to do.
What do you think about the team that you have coming back? I'll start with the defense.
Honestly, this is a defense that is very skilled. We have a bunch of young players that are stepping up, and honestly, we have a team that is gelling together very smoothly, and we all feel comfortable playing together. So there's a bunch of positive things that are going to come up this season, and I'm looking forward to it.
So you really feel comfortable about this team as a whole? You say national championship.
Exactly. So I'm the type of player. My goal is to get to national championship. My goal is to win the big title, and I have to have all the 10 other guys on my side of the ball thinking the same exact way that I am.
So obviously your role has changed this year too. You see yourself as a leader, which you are. I mean, being a senior and having gone through the wars.
And honestly, every single year, and not just at Iowa, but all the teams in college football, there's every single year there's someone that leaves and someone that has to step up and be a leader. So I feel comfortable being that leader this year and lead my team to the ultimate goal.
Sean, you get to cover wide receivers all the time. Mm-hmm. Outside of Marvin, we all know about Marvin plus all things in the world. Who's somebody or a couple of them who should be watching out for this year?
I think besides Marvin, all of these guys, they are big talented wide receivers. Keenan Davis is one exactly. He's 220 pounds. He can block it downfield. He can run downfield, catch the ball, catches everything that comes his way. And then also you have the young guys. Avante Martin Manley is a good guy. Donald Shumpert. All those guys, they all have different styles. They all have different route running techniques. And, I feel pretty confident about those guys playing in the upcoming season, so they'll be well.
I talked to DJ K about Kevontae. He said Kevontae gave him a run for his money in practice all the time, that he's the next big time wide receiver. What do you see out of him specifically that would make somebody like him say that?
He's a guy who loves to get better. He wants to get better, and he listens to everyone. Anyone who can sit and tell him some advice, he'll sit there and he'll give you all of his attention to try to get better.
But those young men, do you ever feel a responsibility to help make them better by beating them in practice, and showing them, okay, you're not going to be able to come this way against me?
See my role as a senior is I want those guys to have the advantage against me so I can get better. So if there's something I can tell the wideouts about their splits, about clues that they're giving me to make my job easier, I'll tell them. Like, you need to fix this to make my job harder so I can so then you can have a better chance, to make a play on me.
So is it like, say, a lean or something like that? Okay, I can tell you're going to run a dig or the way you're standing up.
Exactly. All of those play factors, based like on how a guy line up. Say the ball is lined up right in the middle of the field. If a wideout, if he is on top of his numbers, that is the perfect alignment. And if he's on the bottom of the numbers, that means he's going somewhere inside. So I try to tell those guys, make sure that you know exactly where your alignment is, so then you can have a better chance of making the play against me.
You were talking about different styles that these receivers have. Does that make you more confident as a cornerback when you see this variety that you're going up against in practice every day?
Yeah, you have a style against guys that are very versatile. Blocking guys, strong guys, aggressive guys, guys who can catch, and great route running guys. So I think, you know, I love to have a whole bunch of different types of styles of wide receivers, so it can just get me ready for the season.
How practice has been so far with a lot of the newcomers that are stepping in on defense?
You know, it's been going very smoothly. And then as my role as a leader, I try to help everyone out the best I can. Give them pointers, give them tips to help them be more successful on the field.
A lot of new energy and stuff in practice this year, I'm assuming.
Definitely, and there's a ton of energy. Guys, first team, second team, everyone looks the same. Everyone's moving around, and things are going well.
Sean, you've had your tweaks and stuff in the past. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about when it came down to deciding the difference between being maybe hurt and can play and injured and can't. Mm-hmm. How do you know the difference, and how does that discussion go with the trainer? Like, now you've had a hamstring, mm-hmm. I think it was last year or the year before. The one or two.
It was the whole summer.
It was the whole summer.
And basically the whole season.
So you fight through it, and when you can, how do you know the difference between I can get out there and give it a shot and versus what it's not going to happen?
Well, the number one thing is we have great trainers here, and these trainers, every single day during the week, I'm visiting these trainers, even on the weekends, and those guys are helping me out with pool workouts, stretching me, and I feel a lot better with the rehab. But, as a football player, this is a physical game, and you have to learn to be able to block out some pain, and you have to play through it. And if things are too serious, then you're going to have to sit out. And thankfully, I didn't have any serious injuries, and I was able to push through it and finish the season.
You know, you have to have, as you mentioned, the Warriors mentality mm-hmm. out there. No matter what, you suck it up, in all phases.
Exactly. I mean,
when do you know when you reach that point, whether it's in training or whether it's on the field or, during the week, whatever, when do you know that line when it's going to be crossed?
Basically, some players can have injuries heading into the game, but as soon as that game starts, it's just like you block out everything. It is you versus your enemy. You have to win this game, and if you can't push through, then there's something that tells you that you can't, and you need to get off the field.
Is it about mostly hurting the team more than yourself?
Definitely.
Is that what goes in your mind?
If and whenever I think that I'm going to hurt the team, hey, I'll be more than glad to get off the field and put someone in there that can get the job done.
Is that the same thing you carry on the practice field when you're going against wide receivers? I mean, most people say practice, take it easy, but in your case, it's not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah, I'm a type of player to where I try to make the practice game, the practice, more harder than the game. So when the game gets there, it's clicking. Everything's running smoothly.
Is that something you learned and acquired over time? Like when you first got here, maybe you didn't think that way, but now as a leader in that position that you think, you've been trained to think that way?
Since the first day of football, the first time I've ever played football, my dad said, football's simple. If you think way too much, you can't play fast. So he told me two simple things. On defense, you find the ball, you tackle the guy with it. On offense, when you get the ball, score as fast as possible. So that's my key is to push a 100 miles per hour every single day in practice, and when the game gets here, it pays off.
And that's the same way year round, no matter what.
No matter what.
Okay. How's your brother doing?
He's doing well. He had tore his ACL back in, I think it was the spring, but he's running on it. He's doing well. He's back up to shape, and hopefully he can get some scholarships back D1 and get back on the field.
Is he going to be able to play this fall? Or is it...
Yeah, he is going to be able to play this fall, and right now he's just looking around a couple of schools and getting calls, so hopefully
Iowa
he can
Western
get back.
Right now,
yeah, he's at Iowa Western Drew College.
And then this fall he can go wherever.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's only been about a week, but can you talk about what you've seen from the safeties so far? Obviously, you lose, a lot of experience in mm-hmm. these positions.
You know, we have a bunch of sleepers, a bunch of safeties. Colin Sleeper, Colin Sleeper, who stepped up, and he's doing pretty well. Jordan Bernstein, he's switching from corner to safety. He's looking very smooth out there. He's a guy who has a ton of upside. He can cover guys man to man. He can tackle. He has great size. And you have Micah. Tossing Mike around at safety and corner, and we just have a bunch of guys who are very versatile, and that is very good for this team. We can put guys anywhere and they can get the job done.
Can you talk about Bernstein a little bit more going in this year? If you have a tell on his mindset at all, obviously he's a guy who's gone from through some adversity. Mm-hmm. He's been injured. He hasn't gotten to play probably as much as he liked or people expected. Can you just talk about where he's at coming into this season?
Honestly, coming from my point of view, I think he's a guy who's ready to come in and play right away. He's a guy who, this is his last go around. This is his last chance to be able to start this year. And I think, you know, from what I've seen from him, he's stepping up every single day. Everything that Coach Parker tells him to do, he gets it done. And like I say, he keeps his foot on the pedal, and he's pushing 100 miles per hour to make sure that he is one of the best safeties, and hopefully he's the starter coming into the season.
And can you talk about Colin Sleeper? I mean, obviously it's only a spring depth chart, you know, for what that's worth, but obviously that raised some eyebrows, and he's listed, you know, as a first teamer on that depth chart.
Yeah, same as Colin Sleeper. He was a guy who played some corner, played some safety. Right now he's still learning.
Sure.
He's still learning, but honestly he's a guy who can get in there and get the job done as well. That's why he's listed as a first team safety. And right now they're all looking smooth. Colin, he's learning, but he's a guy who will give it everything he has every single practice, and he will never quit.
I know you've had a lot of questions about the whole Rando thing. Mm-hmm. Had you even heard of this thing before?
I've never heard of it, and half the time I couldn't even pronounce it. I had to shorten it up to Rando, so that helps out. As you,
what was your first thought when they told you what you got? You're going to have to go stay in the hospital.
My first thought was, you know, I was pretty shocked. I just, like I said, I thought I was going to get my blood drawn, and by after 15 minutes, I'll be good to go back home and go to class the next day. And instead, that turned out to me staying in the hospital for about a week, and you know, hey.
Is there anything that you take away from that experience?
You know, it just shows me what, you know, who my friends were. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Coach has stuck together with me. My teammates showed up, and my mom drove all the way down the very next day to be by my side. So, you know, it is a great comforting feeling to know that I have people there that care about me.
What was going through your mind? You hear all the criticism that was directed at the football program at the time, and people saying, "Well, something's wrong here." What? I guess when, as somebody went through it, what is going through your mind?
Well, everyone has their opinion. You know, looking at it from an outsider, you have no idea what's going on. You don't have any other details. And like I said, even my own brother took it out of character, because he didn't hear from me yet. So he just saw what he saw on TV, people accusing the players of taking supplements and steroids, the coaches not being there. So until the final investigation was over, everyone could finally put it together and be able to have their own opinion about it.
It was kind of a relief to see that investigation be complete, you know, just be able to move on.
Yeah, that's the number one thing, is to move on from it. You know, it happened, now it's a part of the past, and I'm going to get started on the spring ball and get these guys ready for the season.
How's the recovery been for you, I guess, kind of getting back into that football mode, and especially after the 3 months that you had since inside ball?
You know, ever since I was cleared by the doctors to get ready for spring ball, I've just been running. I've been practicing my technique, and like I said, everything's going smoothly. And you know, I'm still pushing forward, and I'm feeling well.
How close were you to out of here?
How close what?
Were you to leaving?
For the draft?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I had made up my mind about 5 days before the draft, and before the deadline, and you know, basically, and I just broke it down. All the positives and all the negatives, and the positives outweigh the negatives to come back from a senior year. So I'm pretty comfortable with this choice.
What were the biggest ones that drew you back?
You know, coming back, having the chance to play with my teammates, having another chance to go win the Big Ten title, having the chance to win a national championship, and also playing in Lincoln against Nebraska. You know, and coming back, being a senior to lead this team, and that's something that I've always dreamed of, and always thought I could definitely do it and achieve.
How does Micah like free safety so far? Hats out of the bag a little bit on that one. We've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah, Micah is. I mean, we can put this guy anywhere.
Really?
We can put Micah Hyde and Jordan Bernstein anywhere on the field, and they will make it look. They just make it look so easy.
Really?
You know, I'm a guy. I'm playing corner. I see Micah back here doing back pedal and breaking sometimes, and he just makes it look so easy. And honestly, he's doing well, and I see good things coming out of him from that
you
position.
You still have a lot of bodies, but you guys seem far older. It feels like need some experience and some do you think it'll be, you know, a fairly smooth transition? You know, you've got to replace Sash.
Honestly, I think it's good that we don't have that much depth back there. So this way, everyone, they can get plenty of reps and learn the system before, you know, the season even gets here. And even after spring ball, we still have 2 days, and guys are still learning the defense and getting comfortable in that position.
Has Lowry been the other corner?
Yeah, and Lowry stepped up. And basically, you know, I keep preaching to Lowry, you have to make sure you know the system. Because when the freshmen come in, you should be able to teach those guys, you know, and then tell other ones, and then you should be able to get on the field and execute it.
You mentioned that Nebraska game as part of, the motivation for wanting to come back. Just, what goes through your mind now when you consider that that's the end of the season that you're going to be playing that game in Lincoln, and they moved it up a day to the day after Thanksgiving?
You know, this is a schedule too early. You know, it feel like I made up the schedule. I mean, everything is going pretty well. But honestly, you know, I've always wanted to play those guys, the Black Church defense, all of the history that goes into that game. And you know, I always used to hear the things about, I think it was Iowa who was stealing plays from Nebraska or cheating or something. You know, so there's a ton of history that goes into this game, and you know, I am honored to have a chance to play my last regular season game back in Nebraska.
You grew up a Husker fan then?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I kind of grew up a Husker fan, but honestly, I just love football. I love watching football, every single team. You know, after one game was over when I was young, I turned to next channel, and I'll just sit there for hours and watch every single game.
What are, I guess, friends and family of yours back home been saying about that game? Have you heard a lot of stuff already? Or
they're all saying that I am going to need a bunch of tickets by the time it comes. So hopefully I can get up to about 20, 30 tickets for my teammates, and because I'm going to have a bunch of friends and family that are going to want to attend that game.
Are you and Coach Doyle cool? I mean, he's your strength coach. He was running those workouts. I mean, that wasn't just him. There's other guys, too, the whole strength staff. Is there a comfort relationship? I mean, is there trust there?
It is a very comfortable relationship. I trust those guys, and he knows that I'm not blaming him for anything. You know, it was a rare thing that happened, and we're all going to move from it. And you know, I look up to Coach Doyle. He's someone that I can trust and go to for advice.
Have you kind of put a lot of, they told you kind of what your schedule is going to be? Do you have to be kind of a measured approach as you're starting to get back into the swing of things?
Once I've been cleared to participate in spring ball, I am a normal football player, and everything that the other players do, I do as well.
Anything you could maybe tell to, like, anybody who, I mean, obviously a lot of kids kind of go pretty hard in workouts, whether it's college or high school. Anything you tell them? I mean, because maybe a lot of people perceive this as a toughness issue. Guys just didn't want to come forward because they thought, oh, if I come forward with this, I'm not tough, or I just need to get tough. But what do you maybe tell some kids now that, you know, if they kind of maybe sense this type of symptom?
Honestly, when it first happened, I was having some of the dark urine, and I thought, you know, maybe I should just drink some water, and hopefully the past couple of days this stuff would go by. And you know, and I was thinking, well, what if I didn't tell the trainers that something bad actually did happen? You know, so then I started thinking about my family, I started thinking about my mom. So I thought the best thing to do was go ahead, go into the trainers, tell them what was going on, and hopefully I could move forward from it.
Did you have to come out here and talk about this? I mean, you knew you'd get questioned about this. Did you think about just saying no comment, or is this good to get it out there now? I mean, off everybody's chest.
You know, honestly, I think it is good to talk about it. So this could be the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to answer all these questions, and hopefully we can move from it.
Did Coach
after
talk
today
to you about that, or was it up to you to do that if you wanted to?
Basically, it was up to me. But he told all the seniors, if we don't feel comfortable answering any questions, just say talk to Coach France.
Thank you.